You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Take one.
Stephen and Dana, and we're in the room.
Hey, you little turkey.
Hi, you little Dana turkey.
Happy Thanksgiving week.
Happy Thanksgiving back.
Thank you.
I watch You've Got Mail every Thanksgiving because Sarah Ramirez as Rosie, the Zabar's cashier, or Rose, maybe just Rose, is a brilliant performance. I also watch The Blind Side every year starring Sandra Bullock.
I know this about you.
It's a good one. I'm so excited.
I don't know if I have any, like, video, like, watching. Maybe, like, The Family Stone. That feels like Thanksgiving-y to me.
We didn't watch that at Thanksgiving.
No, but is that a Christmas movie more or a Thanksgiving movie? I don't remember, really. But that one is Thanksgiving-y to me. But I don't really have any, like, Thanksgiving movies.
How are you celebrating? What are you doing? Where are you going? Who are you seeing? What are you eating?
Yeah, so I am going. You know the drill. You have come with me to Wisconsin.
Listeners, if you go back to episode what? 8?
Yeah, very early on in our relationship.
There's a see you next Thanksgiving.
I am going to Wisconsin for 10 days.
And 10?
Yeah, so I'm going to do Thanksgiving, and then I'm going to work from home the week after. So that'll be really, really nice. See the grandparents. We do a big Thanksgiving spread. We're going to go to Aunt Julie's and Uncle Dale's. You know, hopefully one of the boys have shot a deer, and I can get some venison jerky. So good.
Set a place for me.
I will. Elijah.
37 Craigs and a Pharisee.
I love Thanksgiving. We didn't do it last year for obvious reasons, but I'm excited to see everyone and get those brandy slushes down my gullet.
And get yourself some curds.
Yeah. Yeah. We do a big Thanksgiving. It's a big deal in our family. So that's when everyone comes together. I see all the cousins and all of their kids, and I feel old and, you know, so we have fun. We have fun, and we play games. You know, everyone gets trashed, and we bring out the Pictionary.
Your family gets trashed.
At some point.
Oh, my God. I forgot about Pictionary.
Yeah. I have
pictures of that.
I would love to see them.
I'm sure you have them. I'm sure they're in a shared album.
What are you guys doing? You're staying in the city.
We're in the city. I'm making a pastrami, the process of which starts tomorrow.
Oh, fantastic. You're a very good cook.
Thank you. I went to the market today and picked up my 3 pounds of brisket.
Jeez.
And I'm going to brine it tomorrow and leave it in the fridge till Thursday. And then I'm going to roast it.
And that's fantastic.
It'll be pastrami.
You very famously do not like Thanksgiving food, which I learned, I think, on Thanksgiving Day.
When and you were like salad and dinner rolls.
Yeah, you're like, I don't like this shit. Like, no, doesn't like turkey, doesn't like pie? Like,
pumpkin
are you not
pie.
Not a pumpkin pie?
I like the bread. I like the mashed potatoes.
Love bread. Bread is great.
I like the yams.
A green bean casserole?
Take it or leave it.
A cranberry sauce?
On what?
A gravy? A mashed potato and gravy? A stuffing?
Yeah, that's fine. Like, what can go wrong?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when I was a kid, I would Thanksgiving would be quesadillas or macaroni and cheese.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
It's great. But yeah, this year we're doing pastrami sandwich. Well, I'm making a pastrami. We're going to have pastrami sandwiches. And with the leftovers, I think I'm going to try doing pastrami egg rolls.
Love that idea. Not that I've had them. They sound great, though.
Oh, they're so good. They're so good. So I'd really just have to buy the wrappers. Everything would be done. I just have to wrap them up and fry them.
Yeah, bless.
I think that could be really fun.
I'm going to be really sad. My brother and... Oh, here's big news to the listeners.
Big news.
My brother and my sister-in-law, Kristen. So I have a nephew named Harrison, who's 2.5. But I have a new nephew. He's maybe a month old now. Big old month old. 3 weeks
when? Maybe. Are they coming to Thanksgiving?
They will not be. That's why we did it 2 years ago. They wanted to make sure because they knew another little one is on the way.
Smart.
But yeah, no, they're staying put in New Hampshire. But the new baby's name is named after me, and I'm completely in a coffin, passed away by it. His name is River Kelly Craig. And he very much favors, you know, Evan's side of the family in looks. Harrison favored Kristen's side. So they look very different so far.
So
it's very interesting to see how, like, when little humans are born and how they come out. It's so weird. Like, who are you? I think over Christmas time.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
a new big addition in my family.
Mazel tov.
Thank you.
Well, that's
what have you been up to, Stephen? You had news from today, this morning, last
that
night?
That I bought the meat.
Oh, that was your news.
Yeah, I bought my brisket today.
Great. We can cross that off the list.
Yeah, I was like, I need a 3.5-pound brisket. He was like, what?
I had brisket last night. I had a brisket sandwich. Honey, that tender just falls off the...
I'm using a new ingredient that I've never used before.
Tell me everything.
Pink curing salt.
And
it's what
how
gives
is that different?
Pastrami draw me that like pink color.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't know what else you can really do with it. Like, this is going into a brine. I don't know if or how it's used in other... situations. It's something I have to learn about. Listeners, if any of you are curing experts, meat curers, slide into my DMs.
Meat curators. We could talk about meat for days.
Should we plan a meat episode?
Sorry, we're part of the Meat Podcast Network now.
Dana, I can only see your cheek in the FaceTime.
Oh,
we have
whoops!
Going,
I'm sorry.
Which is
I'm
hilarious.
Sorry.
It just looks like you're chewing.
I don't know if you saw, but I went back
to
reddish.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if it was the light or actual, but
actual.
It's actual.
I went to okay, so it's Anastasia Kim and her hair. I went to get hair painted, right? So we're getting hair painted. She has a place called The Hair Painters on the Lower East Side. And when I tell you it was the best hair experience I've ever had.
What a treat.
You can find her. She's got a Groupon. She's got a Groupon for like a haircut, a balayage, a scalp massage, like all is one for like $100. Where like each of those things could be $100. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It was 2 hours of... fabulous conversation. She's got the best personality. The scalp massage she gave me, I almost started crying. It was like 10 minutes, like while she was washing my hair.
There is no better feeling than someone else washing your hair.
I know. I almost started crying for real.
It is the only thing I miss about getting my hair cut in a like salon environment.
Yeah.
Kevin does not massage or shampoo my head.
It was fabulous. I'm going to sing her praises.
But he should. I'm going to ask him to.
As an add-on. Hey, can you add this on to my experience? Anyway, so she was like, where are you from? She's from Chicago. She just opened up her spot during COVID.
Wow.
Yeah, and she's on a little treehouse spot. She's up off the street.
Eventually people would like have to come back out of their houses and they'd need some color.
Yeah, yeah. And she was like, where are you from? And I was like, Central Wisconsin. She's like, no, where? And I was like, Wautoma? And she's like, oh, my family had a house, like a summer cabin, 20 minutes away.
Mm-mm. No.
And I was like, this is like the coolest. I don't go to the Lower East Side.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, this is like a cool girl.
Right, right, right.
And now we have a shared Adams County story? No.
No.
No, no, no. But I am singing her praises. I never write Yelp reviews, and I did. So that's my little coupon corner. She's on Groupon. Go find it. She's great. Tell her I sent you. Dana's Groupon corner. What else? I mean, I've seen some theater. I've seen some stand-up. I've seen Tick, Tick, Boom.
Tick, Tick, I just watched it, actually.
Where do we start?
I watched it before logging on with you. I just got back and...
Oh, fantastic.
Watched it. It's V fresh. It's very good.
V fresh.
Do you know my favorite part?
Is it obvious?
I think so.
100. It's when I was watching it, I was like, I should be watching this with Steven. First of all.
Yeah.
My entire body.
No spoilers, but that whole sequence really.
Yep. It just kept unlayering. Just full body chills. And then I'm Googling. I'm laying on the floor watching this. I'm Googling, did we know Andrew Garfield could sing? The answer was, he learned to for this. Okay. He is so incredible. Great. Obviously, he comes from the West End. He's a theater kid. But we don't
He's
know him.
Actor. He's a great actor.
Who embodies Jonathan Larson so well. Fantastic. Lin-Manuel, director, good on you. It was fantastic.
Yeah. Really well done. Really well done.
Really thoughtfully well done.
Very thoughtfully well
done. Masterfully. God, so many Easter eggs. Just so fun to like be a theater person and
yeah.
And just like shout at the screen like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Rosa.
Tick Boom, you guys.
But like Rosa watching the presentation of his work and that shot they have of her just knowing it's gonna work.
Oh,
that, yeah. That's how you watch theater.
I would really like to talk about it, but I don't want to spoil anything. And
maybe we'll do it later.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe
but
we'll give people a chance. Highly recommend. Highly recommend.
The weaving between all the stories was really well done. Because I don't even really know that story. Like,
you weren't a Larson kid.
No. I mean, I know that he died before seeing Rent, his, mm-hmm. Quote-unquote masterpiece. But it was so great to see it just really spelled out. Like, if you didn't know the story, this is it.
It makes Rent mean more.
Yeah. Also, I didn't realize Jonathan Larson was straight.
Surprise!
I was hoping, I think Steven's going to really appreciate the detail in what's being done.
That whole sequence.
Yeah.
That whole sequence.
Yeah. And also just like do people work that hard for their dreams anymore? You know, these like agonizing artists who just go home and keep doing the thing, writing till, you know, there aren't a whole lot of people like that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, of course. Mm-hmm. He's going to make something happen. You just got to stick with it and you got to be crazy about it. You know, mm-hmm. that was so moving to me. I'm like, you're going to wreck so many people with this movie, or you're going to inspire again.
Yeah.
Light a fire under a whole lot of people. It's, and Lin-Manuel has that, you know, it's, he is the only person who could have directed this and brought it to fruition and seen the hard work, the actual blood, sweat, and tears, the mania of it.
Mm-hmm.
Man, what a guy Jonathan Larson was. What a guy. And yeah. You could see, like, of course he loves Sunday so much because he sees himself in George. And whether it's subconscious for Jonathan Larson or conscious, like, I'm living my...
Right.
My favorite musical of all time. There's a reason why mm-hmm. it's why it's like that. No, I was very moved by it very much.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFF's creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFF's The Original New Musical from Shayna Taub is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Any other theater that you've seen in person?
So we're recording on Sunday. I have tickets tonight, Sunday evening, to see A Sherlock Carol at New World Stages.
Yes, New World Stages. Come through.
I haven't been to New World Stages in a long time.
Yeah, me neither.
So I'm excited to see that.
We have a friend in it.
We do. Byron St. Cyr is an understudy.
Fabulous.
And the products we're going to support. I'm looking at their website right now and it looks all fierce. The cursor is like a little candle on a tray. I'm curious about it. I certainly am not overly familiar with A Christmas Carol. I know it's the Ghost of Christmas. I know the Muppets Christmas Carol, you know.
That's all you need. It's the general broad strokes.
Yeah, and you know, I usually like to get my Christmas in after Thanksgiving, but opportunity is opportunity, and you do what you have to do for the people you love.
That's right.
And I love Byron.
I recently saw Girl from the North Country.
How'd you like?
I saw did it not.
The Public.
Yes, I did not see it at the Public. So it's on Broadway now, and it's Bob Dylan music that I think. Mm-hmm. They're taking from the catalog of Bob Dylan. He didn't write new stuff for this show, just to be clear. I love Bob Dylan music. He's such a storyteller, so it bodes well for theater. It's beautiful. It's really, really beautiful. Mare Winningham is in it, and I find her so engaging on stage. I can't really stop looking at her for some reason. But the whole ensemble, I think it's really beautiful.
I loved it.
Yeah, I love a show that is like, here's the kitchen, you know, like
Yeah.
Here's a kitchen and a living room, and it's family drama. You mm-hmm. know, I love an old Irish play, you know, where there, I love when there's a gunshot.
Sure.
Remember I love what the ferryman. I love when there's like tension so high that it's like, I gotta sing. I thought it was beautiful. I thought it worked really well.
Yeah.
We also saw Caroline or Change. Have we spoken about that yet?
I don't know if we've spoken about it, but I loved it.
Yeah, it's stunning.
Yeah, I'm glad they're doing a recording of it.
Not, fantastic.
A cast album. A cast album.
There we go. There we go.
I realize now that we have to clarify that.
I didn't realize, when I was growing up, that not every show got one of those.
Me either. You know who taught me that?
Who?
The bitchy queen working at Colony Records the night I saw the Les Mis revival in 2006.
I love the specificity of that story. let's track that bitchy queen down. Let's have them on the podcast. Yeah.
If you were working at Colony Records in 2006, please send a photo.
Yeah, we need to create a lineup of Stephen, which one was it?
And we'd like to have you on the podcast because I got to know what it was like to work at Colony Records.
Yes, what a relic of the past. I've seen... Can I veer into comedy for a second?
Please do. I've been dying to hear how these shows work.
Okay, so I went to go see a couple gals who have been doing stand-up for quite some time, but they are new. They're the new breed of stand-up. They both also happen to be on the greatest show of all time, Hacks, on HBO Max. Meg Stalter, who is our generation's Andy Kaufman, and Hannah Einbinder. They were both incredible. And so different. I mean, obviously they
and
have
so
two different styles, but they're doing the thing. They were fantastic.
They're doing the thing. They're doing. I'm so glad that was fun.
Yeah, you were supposed to come with me to Hannah, but Steven's busy. You would have loved. I'm gonna say it. I'm just gonna speak for you. Yeah,
I have no doubt.
She had a really tight thing going, and she did some crowd work, and she just is a pro.
Looking forward to it because we're so overdue for a stand-up date.
That's, and I love seeing it. That's my favorite. Meg Stalter, I took friend of the pod, Natalie Joy Johnson.
Yeah.
And
that wasn't a mistake.
Okay, so I feel like Natalie kind of knows Meg Stalter. But until you see an hour-long show of Meg Stalter's, you haven't seen Meg Stalter.
Hilarious.
If she does not allow you to come up for air, it is insanity how quickly her mind moves. It's definitely a character. She is doing so much crowd work. She singled out Natalie a couple times.
You have to pause. I have to get my computer charger. It's going to die.
Okay. Pause. We're pausing. Good catch, babe.
Don't die.
Don't do it.
The ring light. Don't die.
Oh my God.
Don't die. We're plugged in.
Oh my God.
We're plugged in.
I'm sorry. I should have like.
No, it's okay. I also have to order dinner soon. So maybe this is
I'm almost done.
About. Yeah, great.
I'm almost done.
You were talking about Meg Stalter and how
that's
if you haven't seen a 1 hour show, then you haven't seen.
That's it. Okay. That's it. That's all I want to say. She did single out Natalie in an entire theater full of people.
Mm-mm.
And ask what she did for a living.
No.
All Natalie could do was toss her head back and cackle, didn't answer the question. And so Meg continued with her. She's like, okay, bye. And then did more crowd work, went to the other side of the theater in the audience, was talking a bit more, and then did a callback and was like, but no, really, what do you do? To Natalie, who's on the other side of the audience.
And Natalie finally said.
And Natalie, nope, Natalie again, threw her head back and cackled. She was crying, laughing so hard. It was hilarious to watch. She's like, you know, I'm not going to tell her I work on Broadway. I can't tell her I'm an actor or XYZ.
But like, imagine if she did, because Meg would have made her do shit.
Oh, Meg had people come up on stage to read a play. It's probably a good thing she didn't make her do it, but it was really funny to watch. Really fun. She, again, a master. A master. A master at that, her, what she's doing. And then SNL. I went to go see SNL.
That's right.
And we haven't
that
talked
feels
about
like
it.
Ages ago.
Yes. It was like a once-in-a-lifetime. I'm an SNL person. So, like, I cried. I saw Lorne down there when 80 Bryant came out. When I saw the dress rehearsal, so there was like a bit more like,
very cool.
You know, bits and chess playing.
Sure, I saw Pin.
Yeah, it was the episode with Rami Malek, and Young Thug was the musical guest, and Rami Malek was actually so good. I don't know why I say actually. He's an actor, but I guess I don't really know his work to deem him like hilarious, but he was hilarious.
Good.
He leaned in. He really committed to all the bits, and it was really funny. Bowen had a great episode. I'm just obsessed with him. But it was like coming back. It was kind of like a birthright trip. You know, I've watched every episode of SNL since I've been born, and all the old ones. So I was overwhelmed with like the history of it, the fact that it's still going.
Of course. Of course.
The everything is the same, the set is the same, the, you know, the band is where the band is. Nothing has changed. It's pretty remarkable.
Amazing. It's almost like a black box.
Yeah. It's really small. It's so small in there. But it was a kind of that once in a lifetime kind of feeling, and
yeah.
Also, again, very, very moved by that experience. I don't know. Work is really hard right now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I have a headache and I have to go. We hope you have a great Thanksgiving. We hope you can do it safely and
watch your movies. Take the day to just turn your brain off and eat some pastrami sandwiches.
Yeah, I'm thankful for you, Stephen.
I'm thankful for you, Diener.
Okay.
And I'm thankful for this pod, Cursed.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for smoothies. And
I'm thankful for Benadryl. Do you know what I'm actually really thankful for? Sorry, I need one more minute.
Yeah.
The Buy Nothing groups. Okay, sorry, this is going to be 30 more minutes.
No, I don't have 30 more minutes. I have to order dinner.
Okay, but I have to tell our listeners, I don't care where you live in the country, there is a Buy Nothing group for you. B-U-Y Nothing. It is an exchange between, you know, your neighbors. It's hyper local. If you want to get rid of a shelf you never use, if you're getting rid of a new vacuum because you're getting a new one, whatever, put it on this group. Someone will, it's on Facebook. Someone will message you within 2 seconds and be like, where do you live? I can pick it up now. And it's just an exchange. I've gotten so many things. I've given away so many things. There's no money. You get to meet your neighbors. Some of these things come with a story.
Rad.
It's really rad. I can't say enough about it. I'm sure there's like a Buy Nothing Madison, Wisconsin group. I happen to be part of the hyper local, you know, Astoria Ditmars group, but I'm so obsessed with it. I just got a year's supply of Barbasol. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving back.
You know, we did it. We did it. We're rounding out yet another year. I actually can't believe it.
It's insane. It's insane.
Time means nothing anymore. And yet everything. Okay, love you. Bye.
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 In the Room with Stephen and Dana is produced by Stephen Farazee
and Dana Craig. Special thanks to Joel Wagoner for tinkling the ivories on our theme song. Hit him up at joelwagoner.com.
We apologize, and you're welcome. We'd also like to thank Jesse Wiener, W-I-E-N-E-R, for our jazzy original music sprinkled throughout each episode.
You can find him at jessewiener.com.
Last but certainly not least, we'd like to thank Kevin Thomas Garcia for taking all of our ridiculous photos. You can find him online at ktgnyc.com. We are all over the internet on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at In The Room Pod.
Follow us, like us, share us, pimp us out. And don't forget to subscribe to In The Room Podcast. We everywhere, so subscribe. And thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.